Is the federal government prepared to respond to a major disaster at this moment? I bring this up because part of what you're suggesting there is in dispute from a handful of current and former FEMA employees who wrote to Congress this past week raising concerns about the agency's ability to respond to forthcoming natural disasters. One of the specific concerns they have is this decision that now has you reviewing any cost of $100,000 or more that FEMA plans to make. Can you give me an example of a charge of $100,000 or more that you've rejected?
Yeah, absolutely. We paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to a one woman firm to deliver to us 30 million meals, and she delivered only 50,000 to us. And it was a one person that the federal government had contracted with in order to deliver 30 million, and I don't know how they ever expected one person to do that. We had a person that was being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to book meetings of less than 10 to 15 people, and with no meetings that we saw that were productive or couldn't be done by sending an email. Over and over again, we're looking at these contracts and looking at the fact that, are they duplicative? Are they just supporting woke ideologies, DEI, or are they actually delivering disaster response, which is what FEMA's job is to put in place operations to support states and local governments to take care of people. And so that evaluation has saved us hundreds of millions of dollars within FEMA and within the Department of Homeland Security. It has saved us $13 billion already, and we're going to continue to make sure that we're accountable to taxpayers.